This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This morning we talk about SMART and the reading program helping students around the Umpqua Valley and statewide as well. Chris Delside is in from SMART. Good morning.
Good morning.
So talk about, first of all, what you do with SMART here locally.
I am the Senior Program Manager here in Douglas County. I work with site coordinators, sites, and volunteers. By sites, I mean schools and different educational groups. And I make sure that they have the volunteers and the books that they need to read with kiddos in our local, in our area.
So how many books do you guys go through in a year?
In a year, our area, about 6,000 in our area. Over the course of, since 1992, we've reached 312 students and given away over 4.7 million books.
Wow, a lot of books there. Where do you get all the books?
Well, we fundraise in a big way. Almost 100% of our money comes from local people, foundations, grants. And so we buy in wholesale and try and get those books that kids really like to read available.
And isn't it the idea to kind of get kids to participate in reading away from the stuff that they have to read?
Yes. Kids spend a lot of time being told what to read, and there isn't as much free reading time available. And so they don't find those books that the new little series or, you know, we have books that are super popular like the Pete the Cat and those types of books. To pull them in to where they can find something that they actually like to read that they don't have to read.
And what age range do you guys work with?
We work with pre-K, so the preschool children through third grade. Mostly in the pre-K to one, first grade is our sweet spot.
And when did SMART begin?
1992.
Wow. So, and at that point, where did it start at?
It started in the Salem-Portland area, and it was created by a group of politicians, local leaders, business leaders, who wanted to help work with our school sites and help improve the reading scores.
And when you're looking for volunteers, what kind of range of folks do you find?
Well, there's no set volunteer for SMART. We have everything from, we have junior readers who are in the same school sites who can volunteer to read with kiddos, up to people who are retired and looking for something to do to fill some time and to fill some purpose. Our volunteers are dedicated and wonderful. We have a small group. We're growing. We need to grow the volunteers so we can reach more kids.
And how do you get connected with the schools?
We have partnership agreements. We go through a list of questions that we ask to make sure that we're partnering properly. We set up the number of kids that we serve. Each child will take home up to 14 books a year, that the brand new books that they get to keep. And then we work with our site coordinators, work directly with the school, and then volunteers go in and read at a set time each week.
So you're basically looking for both site coordinators and readers, right?
Yes. Yes, we are. We are. We have a need for a couple preschool, UCAN Head Start site coordinators, particularly for Roseburg Head Start and Glide. We have a new preschool preschool promise program out there.
And how do people get connected to do that?
Well, they can email me, or they can go to smartreading.org and find the location, our locations, which will link to my email address, and check Douglas County.
And what's kind of the process you go through to sort of vet these, the readers and the volunteers?
Yeah, safety for the kids and the readers is important to us. We do have an application and a background check process. Our partners at certain sites also have their own background check process. UCAN Head Start has also, as part of it, a fingerprint fingerprint in that. I just like to make people aware of that because it's a little surprising if you don't know.
Right. And of course, those have been in place for a long time, so I think people are probably getting used to that for a lot of the volunteer opportunities with kids.
Indeed. Indeed. Early on, 5 years ago, it was less common. Now it's much more common.
And how many schools are you working with in the county right now?
We have 17 different sites in Douglas County, and looking to fill. We do need some volunteers in order to make some of the sites happen.
Now, if somebody is listening who's like administrator at a school or something like that, how do they get connected with you?
They can call our local office at 541-672-6477 or email as well, and they can find that email. I'd give my email address. It's kdellsite, it's D as in David, E-L-L, S as in Sam, I, T as in Tom, E, at smartreading.org.
All right, anything else people ought to know about these opportunities?
It's we find that people get more out of it than they ever thought they would. It is amazing watching kids grow.
All right, Chris Dellsite from Smart Reading, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
8:37 at the Morning Report.